at a crowded camp in South Sudan, where thousands have come to escape the region's military conflict, officials report that an outbreak of hepatitis E, a viral infection transmitted by contaminated food and water, is posing a grave challenge to camp residents. Adrian Edwards is spokesman for the UNHCR, the United Nations Refugee Agency.
Hepatitis E hits young people between the ages of 15 and 40 hardest. In the three camps where we see refugees with acute jaundice syndrome, more than half are between 20 and 39.
Many camps in African countries such as South Sudan, Sierra Leone, Libya, Nigeria, and others have reported severe cholera outbreaks. In the case of cholera or jaundice, officials say containment is very difficult. They believe the best approach to deal with these infections is to prevent them. Dr. Peter Hortes is an infectious disease expert. He says cholera often threatens people living in extreme conditions, whether those conditions result from political or natural disasters.
The Vibrio cholera bacillus produces a toxin. And this toxin has the ability to poison cells in such a way that you can no longer absorb water. So you can become just a shriveled, desiccated individual just a few hours after infection.
Dr. Hortes says cholera can be prevented with proper hygiene and sanitation. But once there is an onset of diarrheal symptoms, he says oral rehydration is key to saving lives. UNICEF estimates that nearly 400,000 African children under 5 will need treatment for acute malnutrition this year. These weakened children are more vulnerable to cholera and a host of other diseases. Pilar Bauja is with the UN Refugee Agency. She is working with children in refugee camps across Africa.
We have high rates of mortality above emergency threshold, plus high rates of malnutrition.
Along with medical treatment, UNICEF-supported clinics in many camps are distributing water purification tablets and teaching displaced families how to stay healthy. Refugee camps along the Turkish-Syrian border have also recently reported cases of cholera and malaria. Experts say these infections, along with measles, meningitis, and a host of other bacterial, viral, and parasitic diseases, all have the potential to become deadly epidemics in crowded camps, where poor sanitary conditions are commonplace and daily meals and safe drinking water can be hard to come by. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.